Hello, hello, friends. Welcome to the Stop Chasing Wellness podcast. If you're here listening to the podcast today, we believe it's because you value your health and you may be looking for answers to help you live your healthiest life in a more simplified way. As certified hormone health coaches, we focus our coaching on the belief that what we put on our plate is a direct reflection of what's going on in our lives. This ranges anywhere from the quality of your social life and your personal relationships to your level of physical activity and the overall health of your spiritual practice, your career, your finances, and even your education. The foods you put on your plate are just one piece of this wheel that we call the circle of life. We invite you to check out our website, which is stopchasingwellness.com, to learn more about the self-led wellness coaching courses that we offer, as well as to purchase our book by the same name, Stop Chasing Wellness. While our courses are self-led, we are with you every step of the way to guide and educate you as you make this your own personalized experience. We're proud to offer our courses and book, and we hope this will be the catalyst that points you to reach your health and your wellness goals. Well, hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. I'm Health Coach Kristen here with Health Coach Gina, and we wanted to talk today about the glycemic index diet. You've probably heard that term before. I want to talk about what the glycemic index is, why it's important, for who would it be important. We'll talk about some foods that would be foods that you may want to add or eat in this diet and foods that you might want to look to avoid if you're trying to follow this diet. And we're going to explain how the glycemic index impacts blood sugar and how that's important to your health. So let's get started. I think this is an important topic. I love talking about this. I love talking about how foods impact blood sugar and why that's important. And that's basically what this comes down to.
Right.
Yes. So should I just start out by explaining what it is?
Sounds good. Let's do it.
Okay. So the glycemic index, you may have heard of this before. And you can call it a diet. I don't know. Like, we don't love to follow diet specific programs.
Rules.
Yeah. It's something to understand. Even if we're not going to follow the glycemic index diet, just understanding what the glycemic index is, or we call it GI for short. You might have heard the term GI diet, or you'll hear people refer to the GI index. It's a scale of 0 to 100 that's based on the degree that that food increases the blood sugar level in your body. So based on the fact that, so there's a rating scale, and all food has either a low, a medium, or a high, basically score of how low, how much or how little it's going to impact your blood sugar. Mm-hmm. So something like straight up sugar is going to have a score of 100, right? Because that's like, right, that's pure sugar.
Cut to the chase on that.
Let's,
one.
Right. Let's
with kale, you throw some kale in or some blueberries or something like that would be much lower on the scale.
Yes.
So it just kind of keeps it in perspective that not all foods are created equally.
Yes. So there's, you want to stick with, like, if you're looking up, you can look it up. Just look up glycemic index food charts. You can type in glycemic index carbohydrates, glycemic index proteins. So use all of your macronutrient categories. So look up glycemic impact or glycemic index fats. You can look up glycemic index charts for fruits and vegetables and see where each of those fall into different categories. So basically what you want to do is stick to the foods that fall into the low end of the category. And that would be a scale of 55 or less. And their medium GI foods would have a rating of 56 to 69. And then you've got your high GI foods that are going to be 70 and above. And those are foods that are just going to spike your blood sugar
much faster. So the lower the glycemic index level of the food, the slower that food is digested and absorbed. It has a much more gentle impact on your blood sugar level. The higher level is just going to, it's going to, the faster that food is digested and absorbed, meaning it's just
going to spike.
Spike your blood sugar.
Going to spike that blood sugar up. So mm-hmm. the lower, it, like Kristen said, is the even keeled. It's like slow and steady wins the race, right? You're it's elevating at a slow, gradual pace. Mm-hmm. Have a Snickers or some chips or cookies or something like that, and it's going to spike much higher and then crash down. And that's where you're going to start getting... Yeah. tired, and you're going to want the afternoon coffee. Like you'll notice that when you have higher GI foods or food like substances, right?
Yep.
Or you start adding the wine in or ice cream or things that are really going to spike that blood sugar, you're going to have that crash when that comes down. And then what's going to happen? You're going to want more.
Yep.
And that's where it becomes that vicious cycle when you're just really stuck in that. I need a pick me up. I need a pick me up. Oh, I just need a little sugar. I just need a little sweet. I just need a little caffeine, just something to keep you going rather than that even keeled, slow and steady wins the race every time.
Yeah. It just, it's a cravings roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
The people that are battling with, you know, I crave my sugar,
mm-hmm.
I crave this, I crave that. It's a cravings roller coaster, and you want to take a look at what you're eating and how that's impacting your blood sugar and just making different choices, right? Like instead of white rice, you could opt for the brown rice, which is going to have a lower impact mm-hmm. on your blood sugar. It's got a lower GI score. Same as with bread, like your whole wheat, your high grain breads are going to have mm-hmm. a lower impact on your blood sugar as opposed to white bread.
Yeah. And if you're not down for parting with your white rice, maybe cut it, right?
Yeah.
Like you could cut it with brown rice. You can mm-hmm. cut it with quinoa or some other greens. You can add some vegetables in with it also and just help balance things out that way. So you're still getting your taste and texture for what you want, but it's not as much. So that's a good way to kind of get over that a little bit.
I love that. That's such a great tip. And back in 2011, when we were graduating from nutrition school, I remember learning about all these things and trying to incorporate them in our,
mm-hmm.
in our diet. Cause we just used to eat white rice.
Quinoa. I couldn't even pronounce it.
I didn't
even pronounce it. Let alone how to cook it or eat it.
Well, and even back in 2011, I couldn't find it. Now it's so readily available, but I couldn't find it anywhere. It was hard to find. It was like a specialty mm-hmm. item. But I remember trying to incorporate that into our foods, and my youngest he revolted. He hated it. So I was doing stuff like that where I would try to incorporate it in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Try to add a little bit in, add it into things. And like you said, saute or steam some veggies and mix it in there with it. Cause the veggies are a nice high fiber thing. But, it's a really important concept for people to understand. Like I said, even if they're not following a GI diet, it's important for people that this is it, because it's a blood sugar related thing. It's important for people that are, you know, maybe they have some insulin resistance. Maybe they are, you know, type 2 diabetic. People that have elevated blood sugar issues, this is a really important concept for people to understand. Or people that are, if you're battling with maybe you've weight gain or the inability to lose weight,
mm-hmm.
taking a look at the foods that you're eating and where they fall in that GI index and making shifts to say, okay, if I see that the foods that I like or that I'm eating a lot of are falling high on the scale, what are some choices that are lower on the scale that fall within that, you know, that healthier range that I can eat and incorporate, and swapping them, or like Gina said, even blending them a little bit to start with.
Yeah. And that's what we call crowding out, right? When you can start adding in some of those other ones that are lower on the scale, add in more of those, and it'll just naturally gradually crowd out the ones that we don't want quite as much as. And I just want to revisit. So what we originally started talking about is this GI diet, right? This low glycemic diet. Kristen and I talk about a lot of different options. And we know there's a low GI diet, there's a keto diet, there's a paleo diet, there's an intermittent fasting diet, there's a macro diet. There's so many different types of diets. We like to look at them as tools, right? And what works for one doesn't always work for another. So when we talk about this low glycemic index, this food index, this scale where all these foods fall on this scale, think of it as another tool in your wellness tool belt.
Yes, I love that. I love that. Because one of the things that we like, one of the pros of this particular diet or way of eating is that you don't, that we don't, we're big advocates of not counting calories, not counting and measure. Like, we don't want to do math when we have to eat. Sometimes you might need to focus on it a little bit if you really have an issue that you're trying to weed through and get to the bottom of, if something's just not working. But typically, but the GI diet, I mean, if it's, you don't have to count and measure and weigh. So this is an easy diet to understand. You do have to do a little bit of, you have to know your little bit of, not really math, but you, if you're looking at this diet, you do want to at least have a basic understanding of foods to avoid. But yeah, it's a relatively easy diet to follow, and it can help people with blood sugar issues. It can help people with weight loss. It can help people. I mean, we know that like heart issues come into play with people that are diabetic, that carry that, that type 2 diabetes around for a long time. You're more at risk of heart disease. So this is a really good diet for, or program or guideline to follow to help with those issues. Yeah.
And you know, the funny thing is, at the root of all of these different diets, quote unquote diet, using the air quotes, are whole foods. It's just how much of one macronutrient versus another, how much we add this in or not as much of that, or that's where you want to get into the measuring. But at the root of it all, it's whole food. Just clean up your diet.
It's, I mean, and I love, this really ties into our Manage Blood Sugar Like a Boss course that we offer. And I think it would be great for people to go to our website, go to stopchasingwellness.com, and to check it out, because it's such a great course.
Yeah.
That really just teaches people a lot of the concepts that we're talking about here, but just getting a handle on that blood sugar, and not only just the foods, but all the other lifestyle factors that come into play that can affect blood sugar. So, and also our Eating for Hormone Health course. It gets more into the details of the foods that you should be eating that are impacting blood sugar. And I mean, insulin is a hormone, so impacting all of that. So yeah, just to give a quick overview, I think, so we talked about what the glycemic index was and why it's important and for whom. Talked a little bit about some of the foods that are impacting the, your GI score, and how it impacts your blood sugar and some of the pros and cons of it. I think it's a pretty easy program and pretty easy concept to follow.
Yeah. And some of the foods, just to get back into it a little bit, add more of your fruits and vegetables, your whole grains and meats and poultry, fish, eggs, beans, dairy, nuts and seeds, and your healthy oils. That's your healthy oils. So know what you're using and what you're cooking with, and know how you're using your oil. For this is a side note, but olive oil is a great oil, right? But don't use it in that pan on a higher heat, because that's a low heat oil. So then you'll turn that oil rancid and it becomes a carcinogenic and not, not a healthy product anymore for your body. So that's just a side note there. And dairy and meat and poultry and all that stuff, you want to make sure you're getting the cleanest sources of those products when you do them, when you do use them. And things to avoid, how about like the refined carbs, right? Like your refined flours and breads and pastas and chips and bagels and cakes and cookies and all that kind of stuff and sugar and trans, all the, yeah.
All the white stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Trans fats. And of course, I would hope it goes without saying, but the processed foods.
Yeah.
Just
that's
really
hard for some people to avoid. I think that's one of the cons of it, is that it is hard to avoid processed foods. We all eat some processed foods. We just mm-hmm. do. We're not growing all of our own foods, raising our own chickens. And we are eating things that are processed, meaning they're prepared, they're put in a package, they have a label.
Yep.
And so there are things that are minimally processed that are, you know, like a bag of spinach, right?
Right.
It comes in a bag, but it's, yeah, but minimal.
And we're busy, right? We're busy. So mm-hmm. there's so many things that make eating easy out mm-hmm. there that yeah. when you're running from a full day of work over to the lacrosse field or soccer field or whatever, wherever you're going, or to a second job, or
mm-hmm.
there's little time. And when you are raising kids, or there's just little time for all of that. So yeah, processed foods, they really make it easy, but yeah. prepping on a Sunday morning or over a weekend, or when you have your days off, get some meals made, get mm-hmm. them in those glass storage containers and put them in your fridge, and you have grab and go food throughout the week. That's always my grab and go is my life. It's just makes it everything so much more manageable.
Mm-hmm. And that's why processed foods are so desirable, because it does mm-hmm. make things easier, but just prepare your own at home.
Right.
Absolutely. And if you are buying stuff in a package, just make sure it's not, you know, it's not a package of donuts, right? It's like, make it, just choose differently. Yeah. Get familiar with your glycemic index chart and you'll have a much better understanding of this. But I think this was really good information.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. The good, some good tips on it is there's mm-hmm. no calorie counting. It's pretty easy to follow, right? And it has a yeah. reduced risk of heart disease, and you can manage the diabetes better mm-hmm. and just overall have a healthier inside. Healthier inside to your body. You might look good, feel good on the outside, but what's happening on the inside is always a different story. And eating a cleaner diet and incorporating those healthier whole foods into your lifestyle really changes things around on the inside.
Absolutely. I think we're ready to wrap this up. And if you loved this podcast, we ask you to share it with somebody that you know or love, or somebody that came to mind that you were thinking of when you were listening. And also drop us a review. We would love that.
Definitely. Thank you.
Thank you. Friends, thank you so very much for joining us today. We know this podcast was full of amazing information, and our wish is that this blesses you in some way. As you listened to this podcast, we know you were thinking of others that need to hear this. We would love for you to share this with your friends and family so others may learn about this important topic. We pray this podcast will help more people feel the confidence needed to begin their healing journey, to take their health to the next level, reach their goals, learn about nutrition and lifestyle choices, so that we can all reach the goal to live a long, healthy, and happy life. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Stop Chasing Wellness. And we invite you to read our book and check out the online wellness coaching courses at stopchasingwellness.com. Thank you for spending your valuable time with us today. God bless.